Karen Schiffman. You're the senior associate producer at On Point, a fabulous program, if I say myself, in my own hometown, Boston, on WBUR. Do you sense yourself in your daily work this crossroads that people are discussing here at the conference, this sense that NPR is losing audience and something needs to be done?
Well, on a day-to-day basis, we're not really looking at the data from NPR, which is very different for me because I come from the commercial TV world where every day you had your sort of daily affirmation of how you performed because you looked at those Arbitron and Nielsen ratings to see how you performed the night before on the 11 o'clock news or the 6 o'clock news, and then you'd start doing the Monday morning quarterbacking, trying to figure out what you needed to change in the format for that very next day to try to boost the ratings, what trends you were observing. What we do honestly every day at On Point is to think about how we can broaden the tent. We're always thinking about, if we have this voice, do we need to have that voice? What kinds of calls do we want to hear during that hour? Trying to make it seem more accessible to everyone. We're always thinking about how to bring more people in and a diversity of views, but to say that we're sitting and analyzing data from NPR on a daily basis and Audience 2010, no.
And frankly, On Point has been thriving, so isn't exactly a good example, I assume.
Well, we're thriving, but we're in a unique position. We came right out of 9/11, so we had sort of a built-in momentum that I think other shows didn't have. We were new, we were fresh. We're not a show that's been on for 30-something years. Tom's a new voice, but now we're maturing. And our challenge is to think about, well, how do we grow what we have? We're aggressively going after new markets. We're now on in 80 markets across the country. We're on XM radio. So we're building. But, when there isn't the 9/11 moments, as they were saying in the session today, you have to think about what you can do every day to make people interested.
What do you sense are the possible strategies being employed at On Point to increase your audience, to keep moving?
It's not that complicated. We have a big dry board up there, and that shows what shows we have for the week, and then we have our big Google calendar, which shows what we've got plotted out for the month. And while the slots keep changing, there are some that are sort of locked in, let's say a book author. And we'll look at that week, we'll look at that month, and we'll say, okay, what kinds of views are being represented here? What's not on this table? What's not on this grid? Or have we gone too left-wing one week? Are we only hearing from people on the right? Are we hearing from Newt and Buchanan in the same week? How can we balance that? When we start putting together panels, are there Latino voices on the panel? Are there African-American voices on the panel? We're always thinking about that on the show and trying to figure out what the right balance is.
By increasing the diversity on your program, are you basically thinking that this will increase the diversity of your audience?
Well, the only way we really have knowing on a daily basis of what the audience is by who calls in, which is a very small percentage of listenership. But one of the things that we're very encouraged by on this show is that we get a diversity of opinions. We can have on Rahm Emanuel, as we did this week, but we get pushback to Rahm Emanuel. We can have Newt Gingrich on as the main hour guest and lots of pushback. So we know that we're tapping into a whole range of listeners. It's not just the white, college-educated, fill-in-the-blank, typical, what one thinks of as a public radio listener. We're talking to truck drivers from South Carolina all the time. We're talking to, the cab driver in Buffalo. And we know they're listening, and we feel as if we're creating a forum or a place for them where they feel comfortable, that they are welcomed into the conversation, and that we want to hear what they think.
Last question, Karen. What is WBUR doing in general to tap into this Web 2.0 world of interactivity, of audiences demanding a voice in the public medium rather than just serving as receivers of?
There's a big effort to upgrade the web page in terms of the forums are now very active. And for me, that's not the sort of thing that I would naturally go and look at, but now I find myself going and seeing, what did they say on the forums about a particular hour? I'm checking that now. Podcasting is now huge. We all had to learn how to edit well enough to do our own podcasts. And the podcasting numbers seem to be going through the roof for On Point, and I think for other shows at BUR. So I think we're sort of jumping on the bandwagon, sort of tapping in, and like everyone else, starting to figure out, well, then how do you quantify this? How do we use this to sort of best serve this station as well as its listenership? Bring in the dollars along with the listeners.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.